How's about we see what's going on nowadays at the Hackettstown Free Public Library with our monthly Check It Out segment. And it's great to welcome back the director of the library, Jerry Galante, back to the RNJ main studio this morning. How are you, my friend? Good seeing you.
Good. Good to see you, too.
Summer's going well for you?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Good. Good. Good stuff. And speaking of summer, the summer reading program, you just wrapped that up. Did I see that? Just came to an end
of
that. What's going on with that?
August 18th, we ended.
Okay.
And the prize winners have all been notified. So if you did not get a notification, very sorry to tell you, you did not win a prize.
Oh.
But thanks again to all our local sponsors for the prizes and just supporting us throughout the whole program.
So you waited until you came here so that I could share in the bad news for the people that didn't win.
Misery loves company.
Well, thank you for that.
That's how it works. But we did have almost 250 people sign up.
That's a great number.
If you sort of base that around our population in town, that's one out of 40 people you see in town actually participated.
That's really good. Congratulations on that. That's great.
That was fun. So September, by the way, is library card sign-up month. So in a couple days, we're going to be signing up people for cards. I mean, we do that all the time, but we're going to be signing up people for cards. And if you sign up for a new card during the month of September, you're entered into a prize drawing. So at the end of September, we'll draw one of the names of the people who signed up for a new card, and you can win a prize.
Nice.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about that. We are going to have some kind of an event for kids. Not an event, I guess, but a program for kids where it'll be sort of like a scavenger hunt type thing like we did during summer reading.
Oh, fun.
Just
okay.
To get kids involved in the sign-up, too. And also this year, 2023, is the library's 110th anniversary. I know what you're thinking. I don't look a day over 29.
exactly.
The library is 110 this year. So what we're going to do is take suggestions from patrons and staff for favorite books or movies. So that's adult, teen, children's. There's an online form you can fill out, or you can fill it out in paper form
okay.
at the library. And that's going to be during months of September and October. And 25 people who suggest something will win a prize. At the end of October, we're going to take those lists and we're going to make 110 of the best books, movies, etc. So people can see them and they'll be on our social media
and in the
library. So we just thought that would be a fun way just to celebrate because it's not like a huge anniversary, but it's an anniversary nonetheless.
Corky Romano. That's my...
Corky Romano. I'll put it in there. I'll put it on the list. Depending on votes, it might be on there. So...
I would hope not.
Yeah, you never know. I do see you have your Nessie nets in the corner there. That you're getting ready for the big hunt today?
Ready.
Right. All right. That's why you called in sick this week, huh? All right.
That's right.
Getting ready. So the programs we have coming up for children, we have our usual story time, sensory story time, Lego club. But we have a couple new things. Ms. Rebecca is going to be starting on the first Tuesday of the month. It's quotation creations, where you read a story and make a craft. And on the third Monday and third Tuesday, depending on your age group, we have a Get Into STEAM program. So she's going to be doing all sorts of STEAM projects.
That's great. That's good.
We also have a local volunteer, Prerna, who's coming in to do Art Spot by Prerna. And it's going to be painting, drawing, paper craft for kids. So that should be really cool. The first one's scheduled coming up this month.
Okay.
For teens, actually this coming Monday is the end of summer pizza party. So bring your appetite for that one, because there'll be pizza.
Mm.
And on 9/26, Nick Ferrelli from Centenary University is coming to Make College Work For You program. So he'll go over all sorts of stuff about how you can get the most out of your college experience.
So that's good. So it was kind of like right at the beginning of the college semester.
Exactly.
That times out perfectly.
Yeah,
good.
And it's for
good.
Teens and their parents.
That's
so,
great.
You know, if you're parents and you just kind of want to get some info, because, you know, you can't drag your teen to anything, that'll be something for you to go do, too.
Excellent.
For adults, we got a lot of stuff coming up. On the 30th of this month, we have Lighthouses of New Jersey. On the 31st, we have Rhythm and Grace, Discover the Joy of Movement, which is a dance class. On the 1st of September, we have a puzzle swap meet. So bring your puzzles that you finished and trade them with other people.
Mm.
On the 5th, we have a program by Dr. Pete Lubrecht called Lost Literati, which is about Victor and Annie Polzer's escape from Vienna during World War II. On the 6th, we have Art and Craft of Writing Fiction with local author Eric J. Matluck. On the 7th, we have a Bad Art Night competition.
Okay.
So you compete to make the worst art project, and whoever makes the worst and is voted by everybody, that's the person who wins.
That's a great idea.
On the 13th, we have Speak Your Soul, which is an art and craft of poetry class with Yoli Worth.
Oh, okay.
And then on the 18th, we have Intro to Electric Vehicles, which is done by me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good, you know, because people have questions. Well, I saw online, or my friend told me to go somewhere where you can get accurate information about EVs. This is perfect.
Yeah,
this
yeah. Is really something good. That, like, because I have one, my wife has one now. So okay. It's something that, like, I know a lot of people are like afraid of it or don't really know what to expect with it.
Right.
So I sort of go into like the ins and outs of it. I'm not getting like hugely in depth, but it's enough of like a, you know, a base course in it. So
gotcha.
You kind of learn what it is.
And it gets you from home to the library and back every day, right?
Pretty easily,
so how bad could it be, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. and just a heads up that on the 4th, we are closed for Labor Day.
Wow.
So don't show up on the 4th.
End of summer already?
I know, right?
Wow.
That happened really
fast. Went fast. Okay.
Yeah. Just another warning out there. I know you had mentioned some road work.
Yeah.
Church Street is milled at this point. So
okay.
Just watch yourself on curbs and
bring
your car down that street and stuff. So until it's completely paved, just be careful if you're coming to the library.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, good stuff. Another month just about complete at the Hackettstown Free Public Library. And moving on into September, momentum. You got some really good stuff coming up. That's good.
Yeah, we're like a freight train.
I'm telling you.
Yep.
Good stuff. Jerry, as always, thanks for coming by. And we'll do this again in September.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.